It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. The effort to recall three members of the San Francisco Unified School Board, Allison Collins, Gabriela Lopez, Fauga Molinga, has gotten a lot of media coverage, even national attention. These board members have been criticized for not reopening schools fast enough, for changing the admissions policy at Lowell High, and for trying to change the names of some schools. But we've heard less from those who support keeping these board members in place. So we've got KQED education reporter Vanessa Roncagno here. And Vanessa, let's start with first, who still supports this board?
Well, all kinds of people, but I will say I've heard from a lot of parents of Black, Latinx, and Pacific Islander students, and much of what they're saying is that these school board members and this board in general has prioritized their needs, right, or the needs of their communities, communities that have historically been poorly served by the district. And, you know, these are students who have some of the biggest achievement gaps in all of SFUSD.
And what is an example of that?
I think the change to the admissions policy at Lowell is a pretty good example. I mean, that really came from Black students. You may remember Siobhan Hines Foster. She was the president of the Lowell Black Student Union, and she was a student delegate on the school board. She worked with the board to make this change. And what she worries that what's at stake in this recall is that responsiveness to students' needs.
Time after time, these three commissioners are the ones who uplift students' voices. They're the ones who show up to the students' protests. And they're also the ones who lift up the voices of people who are unheard.
Now, the data about a year after the implementation of that policy change shows that it's really worked to increase Black and Latinx student enrollment. And that's something that students had been demanded for years, but we'd seen very little improvement. So now the needle finally seems to be moving, and it's this board that did that.
So we know the Lowell High School admissions thing was a huge issue, but what are some of the other things that folks point to that the board did to focus on these specific communities?
Well, a couple years ago, they adopted a plan to bring this ethnic studies lens to all of the district's curriculum. Last year, they adopted a K-12 Black Studies curriculum. And this spring, they made ethnic studies coursework a requirement for graduation. And then there are some who point to the work of Gabriela Lopez and Fauga Molinga to get more resources funneled towards closing achievement gaps for Latinx and Pacific Islander students. Ana Mahina is a Tongan community advocate, and she's on two parent advisory councils for the district.
I feel like our community is going to hurt greatly from the recall, because having someone who looks like you sitting on the board of ed not only is empowering for our students and our families, but also he knows the struggles straight from the heart, why it's a need for us to close those achievement gaps.
Another thing people will sometimes point to is the plan Commissioner Collins helped draft to cut ties with the police department.
Okay, so let's get back to the people pro recall. They accuse this board of mismanagement and incompetence, and they point to things like how long it took to reopen the schools and the budget deficit. So how do the supporters of these board members see those things?
Well, I've heard a few arguments. For one, there are, of course, a lot of people who supported holding off on reopening schools in person, and they applaud the board for being cautious. And then I've talked to a couple people who blame the budget troubles and these challenges around reopening on larger outside forces. So they point to structural issues like the underfunding of schools and rising costs that districts around the state are facing as really limiting the ability to reopen efficiently.
And this recall could cost as much as $8 million. And that's something the teachers union has certainly been vocal about in criticizing this effort, right?
Yeah, for sure. And this question of resources has come up again and again in my conversations with people who are anti-recall. Like, even if the city ends up picking up the tab for the election itself, they argue that this is a lot of money that could have been used in a more constructive way.
So are these folks starting to organize against the recall?
Yeah. So far, Fauga Molinga has a campaign, and then there's another group that's starting to raise money. That campaign is led by Julie Roberts Fung. She's a progressive political consultant in the city. For now, the teachers' union is saying that it's focused on just doing voter education work. So we'll be watching for other campaigns, and we will see what kind of money they can bring in.
KQED education reporter Vanessa Roncagno, hey, thank you.
Thank you.